May is Mental Health Month, and as it ends, some Coloradans continue to feel anxious and or depressed due to the coronavirus. This includes teenagers who might be uncomfortable asking for help. As KUNC's Stephanie Daniel reports, a group of African-American teens wants to help their peers recognize and cope with issues during this time.
Aiden Rambo is visiting his friend, Jasmine Henderson Moore, at her house. Both are recent high school graduates. They're outside talking through their to-do list for an upcoming event.
We can just do like a Google Slides and share it, and we can both just edit it and keep going.
Okay, and then I will do the introduction.
They are part of the Denver chapter of Jack and Jill of America Incorporated. It's a national organization for African-American mothers and their children. Chapters are split into regions. Denver is part of the central region, and the teens were asked to complete a service project on mental health.
I think especially within the African-American community, mental health is such kind of a taboo topic that isn't really brought up as much or as much as it should be.
Because of that, the Denver chapter is creating a webinar for African-American and other high school teens to learn more about issues around mental health. Rambo and Moore are heading up the event.
I think one of our biggest goals is to have the people that tune in being able to recognize when they're not doing okay in quarantine or when people around them, their family members, their friends, are not doing okay and need help.
They're also partnering with the Mental Health Center of Denver.
And letting them know that they're not alone. We're all impacted by this pandemic.
Zanetta Evans is the program manager for the center's Healthy Living team. And as one of the presenters for the webinar, she hopes it will raise awareness.
And it's okay however you respond. The biggest thing is recognizing if you need help and being able to have those resources or know that those resources are out there.
Teens often look to sports, their social circles, and the school atmosphere for support. But even these platforms are either gone or have shifted due to COVID-19.
Not being able to have that, it's causing them more to be like in isolation and just feel as if they're like alone or they don't have anyone that they can reach out to.
Their feelings that Jasmine Henderson Moore can relate to. Before the coronavirus, she was really busy with school, volleyball, and other activities like Jack and Jill. Now she's at home all the time.
The biggest struggle is like not being able to do these day-to-day activities and just being stuck in one place, seeing the same people, love my family, but seeing the same people, it kind of feels like every day is the same.
Evan says there are usually signs that a teen is struggling, like behavioral changes. Maybe they aren't eating or they stay in their room or have become more emotional.
When I say more emotional, like a situation is causing them to be more frustrated or they're having like outbursts, things that are just out of the norm are things to look for.
But there is a stigma around reaching out for mental health treatment, and that's especially true for African Americans, she says.
I think it's history and just how culturally a lot of families are raised, like what goes on in this house stays in this house, or within the African-American community, a lot of people look to like their religion or their faith to see them through. So it's like, you know, just pray about it and it'll be okay.
I think initially when I first got into therapy, I was at a really, really low and dark point in my life. And I was really, really, I was terrified of going to therapy.
Aiden Rambo overcame his reservations and has been seeing a therapist for a couple years now. He says the experience has been enlightening. He wants to encourage other teens who may be scared to talk to someone.
This year is probably one of the first times I'm really authentically able to see so much of this beneficial change in myself. And it just makes me really proud of how far I've come since that dark point.
Even though Rambo and Jasmine Henderson Moore created the outreach event, they're also looking forward to learning new tips, especially as they head off to college next year.
I know I don't do well with uncertainty, and that's kind of dawning on me that I don't know what next year is going to look like and how that affects my future.
We're literally stuck with ourselves. This can be so monumental and so helpful and impactful to so many people, and I'm so excited to see how it turns out.
The Denver chapter of Jack and Jill is hosting the free live webinar this Saturday. It will be posted on YouTube afterwards. Moore and Rambo hope the event will inspire teens to talk about mental health. Stephanie Daniel, KUNC.